politics, we know, on the mainstream is a bit on the nose. Brexit, Trump, and Iceland. People in Iceland have just voted in an early national election that was brought about by the Panama Papers scandal earlier this year, that the country's prime minister had to resign. Polls have predicted, well, an extraordinary outcome for Iceland's pirate party. Yes. Sunna Isvadottir joins me now. She is a parliamentary candidate with the Pirate Party. Sunna, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Counting has begun, I understand, but no early figures yet?
No, we have no early figures as of yet, regrettably. Normally they're in around this time.
But what does the polling suggest to you? The Pirate Party is in a good chance of having a share of power?
Yes, definitely. We do have a good chance of sharing power. Although the Independence Party, one of the ruling coalition parties as of today, is still leading the polls, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will get permission to form a government because of, well, their chances of actually forming a government are slimmer than ours.
Now, the Pirate Party, your platform, tell us some of the details of the things you've campaigned on.
Well, our five main policy goals for this campaign have been, firstly, to enact a new constitution that was crowdsourced by the Icelandic people back in 2012. Secondly, to resurrect our health system and to make it accessible and, pretty much free for everybody to use, regardless of their location or economic status. We want to tackle corruption, which is in some places very rampant in Icelandic society, in particular when it comes to government and governance. And we want to have a fairer redistribution of our resources, for instance, the fisheries industry, which has a quota system which was unfairly distributed a couple of decades ago. And we wish to reinvent the way this system works so that all people in Iceland reap the benefits of our plentiful natural resources. Aside from that, we want to give the public more access to the way things are governed here in Iceland.
And that some really interesting ways in which you want to set about doing that through online polling and so forth. But to go to that first point of your platform positions to change the constitution is really getting in at the ground floor. This will mark a fundamental change to politics in Iceland.
Yes, it will, in the sense that this constitution, it dates back, the demand for the constitution dates back to 2008 after the financial meltdown. There was a rich call in all of society to have a new societal contract. And this was, crowdsourced and created. And we have a ready-made constitution, which 65% of all the people who voted in a referendum on the issue accepted should be the foundation for a new constitution. Sort of a way for Iceland to reinvent itself after the massive societal shock that we experienced post the crisis. Nevertheless, so far, politicians have ignored this clear will of the nation. So we are simply fulfilling a promise that was made a long time ago.
Well, Sunna, good luck when the numbers start to come in. When do you think you might have a result of this election?
My district, for instance, they say the last numbers will be in at 7 or 8 in the morning. So that's 9 hours away from now. But the first numbers should be due anytime soon. And I guess we will have a fair idea of how it will go around 3 or 4 in the morning. So I guess that would be 5 or 6 hours.
All right. Well, much change potentially to take place. Sunna, thanks for your time. Sunna Isvadottir, parliamentary candidate in Iceland for the Pirate Party, and the Pirate Party looks like having potentially a share of coalition and power in Iceland, and that might mean fundamental changes to things like, the Constitution, for example, and fascinating ways of conducting political business, online polling, direct democracy, all that sort of stuff, a real test case for democratic potential in Iceland.